I've been thinking this week about Web 2.0 and looking at collaborative tools in education. Now, Web 2.0 technologies, they allow and encourage interactive use of the World Wide Web. Particular emphasis is on collaboration, but also interactivity. Web 2.0 over the years has dramatically altered the 21st century landscape and is shaping how students approach learning and how we as educators approach or should approach our teaching and learning. As educators, Web 2.0 plays to our strengths and it opens the door to more collaboration and participation. It encourages and facilitates our natural desire to share what we know with each other. It also helps facilitate certain pedagogical approaches. For example, participation, more discussion, more engagement on behalf of the learners, even the educators. Creativity is increased. It's more authentic, more open, and of course more collaborative. And collaborative and looking at how Web 2.0 and collaboration fit together is what I'm interested in here. So in a recent reading that I've been looking at, three themes seem to emerge when we're thinking about Web 2.0 and collaboration. Firstly, knowledge is distributed. Secondly, knowledge building is a social activity. And thirdly, knowledge is constructed and not transmitted. So if we think about the first one, I've thought about this for a while. How is knowledge distributed? And a good example was given in a reading that I was doing, which takes the example of 747. So try to imagine a 747 flying from Bangkok to Toronto. Nobody knows how to do this. Not one person could do this. So people manufacture the parts. People are responsible for the plane taking off, flying it properly, looking after passengers, navigating. So the knowledge for doing this is distributed across a huge network of people. And that flying the 747 only exists because people and the connections are made up of people in that network. The second of these themes is that learning is social and that learning with new technologies fits very well with the idea of it being a social endeavour, and this ties in with Vygotsky's theories of higher mental functions developing through social interactions. A lot of the terminology that we hear in terms of Web 2.0 being social, for example, we have social bookmarking, social networks, social networking, social connections. Web 2.0 has become a social tool. Third theme that's coming out is that knowledge is constructed. For this concept, we go to the look at constructivism. And that learning is an active process. Students build on prior knowledge when learning. The role of the teacher as the facilitator and the student discovering ideas by themselves. I think Web 2.0 fits in here by making the experience more social constructivism. That is the collaborative interaction and aspects of Web 2.0. Play an important part in the knowledge development of our students. These themes definitely would lead to more engagement from our students when using Web 2.0 and collaboration, but is Web 2.0 absolutely essential for our students? Of course, we don't have to be using Web 2.0 for educational experiences to take place, but when they do, what happens is always magnified. So it's my view that we should be trying to use Web 2.0 tools with our students as much as possible in the appropriate way in order to add value to their educational experience. Just a few thoughts.